Hey, everybody, welcome to Life Talk Radio. For the third season, second show, this is a special show, special edition with a special guest. Tonight, we're going to have Deborah Gallagher on. She's been on a few of our shows the past year. And, you know, this is a special edition. So I wanted to talk about rockets, guns, the occult, CERN, Georgia Guidestones, laptops, and lies, and a little dose of corruption thrown in with a sprinkle of government. Sean, are you there?
I'm with you, brother.
Hey, what a crazy, crazy show that we threw together. And I believe, Deborah, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, sounds good, everybody. Hey, first of all, I wanted to apologize. I was running a little bit late tonight. And then I wanted to get a few notes together. And I wanted to get this show going because, Sean, we just did a show the other night. And all of a sudden, man, it's like the damn bottom fell out this morning.
It did. You know, here's the crazy thing. I hadn't told you guys. Do y'all know where me and Rowdy was planning on going tomorrow?
Helena, Georgia?
We was going to the Georgia Guidestones. That was our plan. That me and Rowdy talked about it. That was our game plan. We was going to get up and go see the Guidestones. You know, Tyrus has been, but Rowdy's never been. So that was our plan.
Damn. Well, hey, don't worry about that now. Take them to a nuclear lab or somewhere with nuclear rockets.
Oh, man. I mean, that's crazy. I cannot wait to get Deborah's opinion on this. I hadn't said much about it today. I've watched it. If you add what I've seen, it almost looks like a rocket hit it more than just a bomb. I want to get you guys' opinion on it.
Well, I heard about the lightning theory, you know, and then I saw this security camera footage that looked like more like a bomb. But yes. Then you
yeah
know,
I'm calling horseshit on the lightning theory.
Yeah. It would be a nice thing to think it was an act of God, but I don't think it was an act of God.
It was an act of C4.
What about the damage at the top of the Guidestones? Have you seen that? There's like the top of the piece where they tore it down. There's a chip missing, and that's one of the things that kind of made me wonder if it was a rocket, because if the explosion's coming up, what caused the damage from the top of it down? I mean, I'm not a specialist anyway. I'm just what it looked like to me, and I was like, I wonder if a rocket hit it, because you know they've got cameras and stuff that can video people.
Yeah, it's under 24/7 surveillance, so it's going to be pretty hard to, like, walk up to something like that and plant a bomb, you know?
So. You know, it's so crazy what's going on, and I don't know how I feel about it. There's just something off now. There's something not right. It's almost like it's kicking off something, but I don't know what's happening.
Well I'm on the fence with
it. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I'm so on the fence with it, guys. Y'all are going to have to school me because I've been mind blown today with everybody blowing up my inbox and all the messages and all the Facebook of it's a great day for humanity. Then the other side saying that there's something to it, even with the CERN starting to kick off. And then you have, I mean, I'm blown away with all of it now. Then they destroyed it this afternoon. Here's a problem I got with it. If somebody who put them there, who made that facility, it belongs to somebody. Somebody has to pay for it to keep it up. And you're just going to let them destroy it without saying something about it? That's fishy to me.
Well, Deborah, correct me if I'm wrong. It was built like what in the 80s, and a gentleman by the name of R.C. Christian that came in and did it. And it stands for like the Rosicrucian. Ed Turner is tied to that. You know, he's been talking about the population and all that. So it kind of takes a whole different turn. Deborah, what do you think?
I kind of feel like it's just, you know, checkmate. Your time is up. They just blew up their Guidestones that told everybody it's either you know what's happening or you don't know what's happening, but it's game on right now, because the day after CERN, fires up.
Well, do y'all want to really get freaky down and let all our listeners go down this deep hole together?
Let's go.
Let's talk about the Illinois shooting and the picture that's been put out of the high-powered rifle, which was not an AR, supposedly, with a suppressor on it. and people in a uniform looking, some type of uniforms, you really can't tell. Up on a, I think it was in a parking lot or up somewhere. It was at a, it was higher than just street level. And then I had some people say, well, that was the SWAT team after the fact set up. Well,
I don't know.
So hold on. So how do they know? And then you got to ask yourself, could that little twerpy rapper, like that is a prime example of what me and Sean talked about the night before about the satanic ritual soldiers, the super soldiers, the possessed, the complete programmed operators that the government and all these undercover groups have been working on for years.
Well, there's even video of this guy supposedly talking to his FBI handlers, too. I don't know if you've seen that.
I'm blown away.
So, yeah, it was one of the many videos that was coming out, you know, which are now hard to find. There was the other one where he was in this, like, homemade video of him in a classroom. Simulating, oh, yeah. Like a, you know. So it was, like, another one of the videos that surfaced of him leaving a message for the FBI handler, and he even says that he's talking to the FBI.
Well, did you know I posted that where it showed a lot of his personal videos, and it had somebody did it on YouTube. So I posted it on Facebook. Did you know somebody shut it down from Facebook and every bit of social media platform, even Twitter?
Well, yeah, everything got shut down like that day. Like if you didn't see that video, then and you don't know where to go to find it, then you're not going to be able to find it.
Well, Sean, do you think all this has something to do with each other? Or
you know,
are we
I'm going to be honest, and I'm probably going to be attacked about this. I hadn't followed it. I saw it because as soon as you see it, as soon as you thought about it, the first thing it rang to me, I felt an eerie connection. And I know it's no reason it should be a connection, but almost like with the Las Vegas shooter. And it was the whole picture, the whole thing was off. The time period it happened, the way it happened, and to me it rings with conspiracy, and there's something off about this entire matter. In regards to the people being at the top shooting, that's nothing new. You know, we've talked about that a long time ago with the drive-by shooting when people would spray a house down, but there'd be one bullet to the head. I mean, there's weird things that's been going on, and as you start to talk about this, you get kind of put in the villain basket, but now it's okay to be put in this because there's no such thing as coincidences. All this stuff is starting to happen for a reason, and it's there, and there's no way shape around it. And I'm gonna say this, if anybody that claims, and everybody's got their own opinion, and this is my opinion, that claims the person that blew up the Godstone's a hero, I think if they really wanted to be heroic, they would have made their presence known during the riots. And when the suspicious people dropped the bricks off, they would have attacked the trucks dropping the bricks off, or got to that. Yeah. That would have been heroic instead of doing something like this. Because what the Godstones basically were, it's evil. It has evil intention, but it's also to let everybody know what's going on, and it's up to you to pay attention to that. And that was a sign. So it's taking all the signs away. I could be way off. Y'all can tell me what y'all think. You mean, am I off on that?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's taking all the signs away. So the time is up. Time is up. Because if you think about the vaccines and the population control and the variants that are coming out, and people who don't have the vaccine aren't getting sick, and the people that do have the vaccine are getting sick. Even Good Morning America came out and did a small piece. If you get your fourth booster, you might be immunocompromised to fight off other infectious diseases other than COVID.
So, you're so awesome, Deborah. I've been looking at something, and I want to ask you this. I'm so sorry, Deborah. I'm going to ask your opinion on this because we're on the same page. Have y'all seen how many young athletes have died from heart attacks? They're saying it's not related, but they're all had the shots. There was five people die of heart related illnesses in 8 days. These are young athletes. Have you seen that related to what you're saying?
I've been keeping up with everything that's been going on.
Sean, that's part of the agenda. That's part of this new world order. This is all part of their plan. And And this has been going on for years. This was leading up to 2019. I mean, everybody that was starting to get, you know, like-minded and their circles were drawing closer. Hell, we knew it going into 2020, and then COVID hit. That's the master plan. And Deborah, I think there's going to be another damn variant or something happen by October.
Well, I think that, you know, there's going to be another variant, but then you also have to worry about these mysterious clots that are happening that are showing up in the vaccinated dead that embalmers are coming forward with.
Hey.
They're not blood clots. They're unknown things that are in the blood system of the deceased that are vaccinated, nothing unvaccinated. And so if I also remember about someone saying, some scientist, I don't know if it was the inventor of the mRNA or someone else, because I listen to so much stuff, but like each shot lowers your immune system 1/16. So the more you get, the more your immune system is lowered. So it could just be a bad case of the flu that comes out this fall that wipes people out. Mm-hmm. It doesn't necessarily have to be a variant of COVID.
And let me ask you something, Deborah. I know people that have taken the shot, and I've personally witnessed their health decline.
Yeah,
and I don't know if that's a coincidence with that. I think absolutely related. I ain't gonna bullshit this, but I mean, I've seen that with my own eyes. I mean, I've seen people decline that has had those shots,
and I'm the poster child for it.
I didn't want to say it.
I believe it, man. Let me tell you something. I'm living this shit every day, like. Hey, having to start how to walk again, now back in the gym for scratch, like starting over for like the seventh time, like, hell yeah, I would never do it again. And the only reason I did it, I was like, you know what, I want to go against the masses, you know, because my luck was like, you want to go against the grain. But now, hell, I was just being a sheep like everybody else.
Yeah, we're the against the grain, the unvaccinated.
So
how much did you get?
I've gotten two.
Okay.
Hey. So I probably got another year with us.
But tell everybody how your health has significantly declined.
Okay.
Since before you had it.
So I've cussed like two or three doctors out. Let's see. I fell and ripped my quad. Couldn't fix it, so I had to start. So I had to do a whole regimen of having to work my quads out to make them stronger, get them stronger, and then slipped and fell and ripped all my legs. And when I say all, I was like in the hospital for 2 days, and then it took 3 weeks that I couldn't walk. Then I had to learn how to walk with a walker. So that was 3 more weeks. And then rehab the so that's 6, 7. So the 8th week I could finally get around. And I think that end of that week, going into the 9th, maybe, I went back to work because I was still moving, but super slow. And so hell yeah, man. And because the first thing I said was, did I hurt my legs because of the shot? And they looked at me like I was nuts, and I was like being for real, like, look, man, I'm not playing with you. And they just really didn't say nothing, say, oh, no, you know, and because nobody's going to say, hell yeah, it's because of that. But now, knowing what I know and talking to other people, it's all part of this damn horrible agenda that they have for us, that they want to wipe us out. They want to, and it's funny, like-minded people, it's like I keep saying, y'all should have killed me last year, because I don't mind being public enemy number one. I don't mind being the bad guy. I don't mind that, as long as we can get our opinions and our messages out, and people can look and Google search this shit for yourself. But it's something that needs to be talked about, because it's happening and it's so in our face now. And I talked to somebody today that's in the military, 28 years in the military, and he called me to talk about some of this crazy stuff and said, it's so funny because they're doing it right in front of us and nobody And I go, hell no, we don't have the authority to do anything. We have to take it. What's y'all's thoughts on that?
I think that no one should be Googling anything anymore. You want to go on Brave or use some other sort of browser, because you could, you're not going to get the information off of Google and Yahoo. It, you know, you're going to, you might get like just an article. I don't know. I haven't Google searched in a very long time, but things are so heavily censored right now that you just, you have to go off the beaten path to get this information, because what seems to be common knowledge to like-minded people like ourselves isn't common knowledge at all with the masses. They don't even know what's going on. You know, oh, they're like, some of my friends are, how do you know all this? Well, because I'm reading this, you know, but I know where to go because I'm actively seeking this information out because I'm questioning everything. Most people don't. They're just on autopilot through life.
That's a great point. You know, I've been off Google for a while, and my son Rowdy set me up on, what is it, the duck? I call it the duck.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Yeah, that's where I'm at. I mean, I don't know how well good that is, but that's where I do all my research. I mean, I'm completely off Google as well. Is the duck, when it, can you tell some of our listeners some of the websites that's good for that?
Well, I use Brave because DuckDuckGo had some issues with privacy and data sharing and stuff like that. So they really weren't that great anymore. Mm-hmm. So I just switched over to Brave. But before that, it was DuckDuckGo for me. But Brave has been better in terms of privacy, in my opinion.
Hey, that's a new one. I'd have to check that out myself.
Deborah, I got a question for you. Hmm. You served in our Navy, and yes, you're super smart. I mean, hell, I'm on Google, and you're on, boy, is it Brave?
Brave.
So, you know, I said this a year ago, that we would actually have a, some people call it civil war. It depends on how you want to articulate it, that we would have some type of mass war on our soil. And I think we do have it. It's been going on. It's a chemical war, whether it's the fentanyl, whether it's the COVID shot. And because I watched this guy who was head of Blackwater, they did a interview for him, and it was 3.5 hours, and I watched it. And he said that they asked him at the end of the show about the future of war and what would it be like. And basically he says it's going to be pinpointed. If we can drop bombs and you can drop it into the hub of a vehicle to kill one person now, they can guide and pinpoint even nuclear little bombs. So it's going to be like computer based. I mean, do you think that's totally nuts or crazy? Or are we going to still have conventional warfare? Or is it all going to just be like these little drones guided everything? And little small, like talking about like not even big as your hand, where they could send it and drop it and it do the damage they need to do.
It's scary technology. I think that in that regard, it's going to be military governments against governments, you know, but they're with the Civil War, I think it's going to be more like Ireland. I've said that before, like in the 70s. Like Belfast, you know, where if, even just on social media, you can see like the idiocracy of these people, and you can see the anger, and you can see them like cheering on violence at the same time, condoning or like cheering on the violence, but then saying that this type of violence is wrong. But if you're violent against the people that we don't like, then that's okay. You know, and there's been an uptick in political violence in this country against, you know, against American against American. So I was halfway expecting this 4th of July, like MAGA, got like people who are known to be Trump supporters. Like, I'm surprised there wasn't more than what happened on the 4th. I'm surprised.
Mm-hmm. What? One more thing that he was asked was about where America's going and basically the problems with America. And the question was kind of you know, is it foreign? Is it Russia? Is it China? And he basically said the problem with America is within our own government. The whole entire problem that we have right now with everything going on is actually internal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about everything. Everything that's going on, we've done it to ourselves. Even with these hate crimes, the defunding of police, from gangs to the border. I see where Biden, the administration's got the border where they want, what was it, 2 or 3 million people to come across? And
it's just insane.
and here's where I'm going with this. So if we do that, can we, and we give them citizenships, those are Democratic votes.
Now, what they are going to be is going to be armed, and something that we're not taking into account. You know, during the Civil War, you know, a lot of the soldiers actually trained in the Mexican-American War. Mm-hmm. So what's happening is a lot of our American soldiers has trained in the Afghanistan and Iraq and overseas, and now they're back home. And when it comes down to defending their country, they're not going to turn their arms on the other Americans. Mm-hmm. They're going to actually defend the Americans. And that's something a lot of people are not taking into account. And that's something that I've personally come in contact with, that I'm surprised about how connected and how awake those military people are that's out of the military, and how well trained they're staying. And that what's going to happen is that you're going to have the United Nations, and you're going to have the foreigners that's allowed to come over to be armed. And that's going to lead to the unrest and that. And it's only going to be so many more times before American citizens, hardworking Americans, going to allow people to come into our cities, to have bricks set on corners, to have things looted, torn up. And it's going to come a point that it's going to be a time to defend. And I think that that's something a lot of people are not taking into account, because history does repeat itself.
Let me ask you something, Sean, and then Deborah, I want you to answer this as well. Let me see here. Why don't we do this? Why don't we just take Mexico over and use it just to completely take it over, get China to send all our factories and everything else back into Mexico, and just let them work there, and it let be a U.S. territory, and keep everybody in Mexico. I mean, to me, that sounds like a damn easy fix to a lot of the border problems, by creating jobs and realistic jobs that we've turned over to China on, I mean, not even pennies on the dollar, put our factories back over here, and just let everybody that wants to work, work for a fair wage.
Ugh, I don't. And you know what? I think before we can ever get to that, I think another thing, Deborah, you might know a little bit about this. And what about, people are not really, they're not reporting and not talking about the seriousness of, like, Texas and some states that actually want to succeed and wants to leave the United States.
They're willing to do really, that now.
Well, Texas is actually getting ready to declare an invasion, and they're not really looking so much at the Mexican government as much as the Mexican cartels that are the problem. And yes. There are citizens on the border arming up right now. And one sheriff was saying that the federal government is going against the Texas agreement that they had.
Yes.
By not doing anything to prevent another invasion, and this is exactly what it is. And it's not necessarily the Mexican government. I think that we just need to help the Mexican government, because their problem is our problem, the cartels.
And we have a soft, lost, actually puppet that's the Secretary of Homeland Security that I've seen in two interviews this week, that he's so lost with the border and what's going on. And we have real problems. We've had people, like the show I watched, that are a lot of the retired veterans that have these podcasts, they've gone down there and they've gone to the border. They filmed some of their shows, and the cartels are working with China. The China scientists are over here in the South America, Mexico, learning and cooking up all the fentanyl. Then they're taking it to press buildings, to where they press out the tablets and pills, because now they're putting it in pill form, and they're just blatantly walking across the border, driving across the border. Look at the 18-wheeler of the, you talk about human smuggling. I mean, that truckload, what was it, 58 people?
Yeah.
That is nothing to what goes on a daily basis. That's a one in probably a thousandth of a travesty of something bad that happened. But that one truck, we just let a thousand go by.
But they want to pollute this country and bring it down because they want to move to a one world government and a hidden government. And there's people in the world that sees that. Y'all know how many what is it? Six. There's six nuclear weapons that are missing. They don't know where the nuclear bombs are. There's six of them.
We sold them.
You telling me that those six just goes away? No, that means that's that one world government. They have them because they don't know where they're going to need to use it when that time's come. And it all began, everything all began when Clinton was president, when they did NAFTA, that North American Free Trade Act, that opened a lot of the borders. And we've been moving to that one world government, and it's just a slow moving to that.
I don't really know what to say. That's not a cuss word or anything. So I'm like, I don't really have anything nice to say about what's happening. How come Biden's never been in the White House yet? Like, that place is vacant from what I hear.
Because he's probably not the real president.
Mm-hmm.
Have y'all seen the earlobe thing about the younger Biden and the older Biden where the earlobes don't connect and all that? Have y'all seen that?
Oh, God, no.
I saw that, yeah.
Hey. Well, you know, I'm going to tell you that I've had conversations with my son. Hey, Deborah, I want to get your opinion since we're talking on this. And me and my sons talked about this a lot. I didn't really believe it. And more I'm starting to really get on board. And I know it's out there. People don't think I'm completely insane. But the cloning stuff is starting to really pique my interest. What do you think about that?
I don't know if I go directly to the cloning with that. I don't know what I think about that.
I think it's hard. See, that's how I am, but it keeps coming up about these individuals who've been cloned. They're temporary, and it just keeps popping up.
Well,
what if you have someone that looks like the president, like the body double? What if that's what it was? Just a picture of the body double. And like, oh, look, their ears are different, you know, because if you go around noticing everybody's ears, you know, everybody's ears are different.
Yeah.
You know,
and you remember they were saying there was two Trumps, too. You had the Trump with the red tie and the other tie, and one Trump was more combative than the other one. And you start really taking it down a weird rabbit hole.
But y'all, I don't know. Sean, we just had this in the major news. How about the animals that are that were something that we worked on a case 15 years ago in Fort Deposit, Lowndes County, that they had outside and filmed it and didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
Half man, half dog. You know, these weird ass creatures that are being seen. And then on top of what we were talking about, the FBI and the Pentagon's releasing all this stuff, yet the American people are so blinded that that's not even nothing to it. And then, you know, Biden can't even say God bless America. You know, he had to get his wife to do that. And then happy Halloween. The poor fella don't even know what's going on.
That gets in the whole ultra-terrestrial stuff. And, you know, we're in a really, really sad state with that. There is no leadership in this country. I mean, we're being led by a hidden hand.
Most definitely. I mean, I take care of my dad with dementia, so I know what I'm looking at when I look at Joe Biden. You know, he's not fit to be president. And who knows even what this midterm election is going to look like with the way everything's going on. Like, I feel like our country is on the brink of falling apart, and we are going to easily be taken over because no one's really paying attention to the real life Game of Thrones going on right now. Nobody's paying attention to that. Y'all love the show, but you're not catching what's happening in real life, you know, because there's the BRICS, the Brazilian, Russia, India, China, and South Africa that just had 13 other countries join them to drop the US dollar. You know, there's there's an ingredient that goes into diesel fuel that is like just about out. You know, there are so many things that are happening that are going to like completely collapse our way, the American way of life. And everyone is really distracted with everything else. Not like everybody else's passions don't mean anything. Not like human trafficking doesn't need to have awareness or anything, or, you know, whatever you want to say about abortion. None of that's going to mean anything when we completely, totally collapse and are taken over and just don't even realize what's happening until it's too late.
Because, hey, Sean, this is what you've been saying for a long, long time, and you should knock this one out of the park. And I talked about this Tuesday, I know, 15 times. Americans want air condition, no work, their phones, their video games, something to eat on, with no effort, no labor, and no sweat. And that's what's wrong with this country. And when they load you up and tell you to come on down and take you to somewhere where they give you all that, you're going to be in another reservation, because we're already living on an American reservation.
We are. We're all slaves to the system. We can't, you know, we're slaves to our jobs, our homes. We can't go on vacation. We're tied down and we're dependent. And we're having things, our rights, and we're having everything taken away from us slowly. And it's because we're being, we're staying silent too much.
I believe that, where's the sleeping giant? You know, hello, America. Where are we? Where are you, sleeping giant? Why aren't we getting up? Are we afraid that we're going to go to jail because we peacefully protest? Because our opinions are different?
Yes.
Like, is it fear? Is it fear? Yes. Because you can't be afraid. It's liberty or death. It really is liberty or death. Because things are going to be taken away from us. Our creature comforts are going to be gone. And if we get invaded, nobody cares about us. Nobody cares about Americans, because we're greedy, lazy Fs.
Amen. Hey, you know something else about that, Deborah? Tonight, I'm going to identify myself as a peacock. I mean, seriously, why not? Because you're right. It's going to happen. Hell, we'll have tanks on the streets of Atlanta Highway, and nobody's going to bat an eye at them, because we're so blinded with these damn phones, these damn social media platforms, and just not paying attention to even each other. We're not even paying attention to other humans to even network together anymore, except for a handful of like-minded people that now the numbers, I mean, we're just at the bottom of the barrel now compared to all the other blind people, millions and millions of blind sheep that they think everything's good. And I hate to tell everybody, I think that we're going to see a bigger collapse financially at Christmas time. I think we're just in the third quarter now. And if you look at everything, even from gold, silver, oil, your grocery prices, the lies that they're saying with the gasoline, they're saving you 8 cents on the gallon. Whoop-de-doo.
That's bullshit.
It is all bullshit. And I think this is going to be the worst Christmas in American history. October, November, December will be the worst 3 months we've had prior to Jimmy Carter. We're in worse shape than 76, 77.
Even worse than Jimmy Carter. I mean, it could be compared to 1929.
Yes.
You know, I think that's definitely where we're going. Only Americans are not resourceful anymore as a whole. No. And, you know, you have all these fancy pants soy boys who don't even know how to use a manual can opener. Like, y'all are going to die first. I'm sorry.
All right, Deborah. They don't know how to go out and cut the grass and use a rake or grow something or water a plant.
These just basic human survival, basic stuff that you should just innately know. An entire generation has no clue.
No, they don't. But they hadn't had the parents to do it either. We've been lucky, but we're in a different bracket, because, hell, now we're 49 plus. So we're at the 50-year mark. Well, you're just a baby, though.
But wouldn't you say, you know, like the Georgia Guidestone talks about, what, the 500 million? That's what the population should be?
Yes.
So wouldn't you estimate, honestly, if you think about it, that's probably the weight, the people that's woke right now is probably about 500 million, and everybody else is parasitic.
Yeah. Like a non something player.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, and what's so bad, Sean? Yeah, you're spot on that, but check this out. They've done destroyed it now. It's nothing but it's a rocks.
Well, it's nobody else to wake up. There's nobody else there's no need for a rooster to crow anymore.
No.
And Deborah nailed it on the key, and that's the purpose of that. That's the sign.
Yeah. I agree with it. I mean, I'm blown away by today, guys. I'm in shock of everything that's gone on since basically the 2nd of July till today. Even with the CERN thing going off, I think they're at maximum power, if not more now. It's just so much going on.
That's
going
to be running for years, right? Like a couple of years, or at least an entire year.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I was saying the other night, Dave, that I really think we won't see anything until later on.
So you don't think we'll get any residue now from it? Or do we have to wait till the fall?
They just identified three new particles, elements, or whatever already. Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. And that's three already, and not counting the ones that we don't know about from the time that report came out.
Deborah, what did you know probably a lot? Hell, you do know more than I know at all. How about this? Isn't that trying to do accomplish? To take the atoms and just keep breaking them down, because
they're looking for what dark matter is. There's a video I posted where one of the CERN people interviewed. They're like, "Well, we don't know what it is, but we're looking for it because we want to know what it does." And I'm like, "Okay, well, that's not risky."
No, not at all.
You have no clue what this is. But this is your ultimate end goal is to discover and manipulate dark matter.
Would be infinity.
Right.
Can they can't really do that. I mean, that's common to me, common sense, or as Jake Bell would say, quantum physics.
Well, like, okay, with Stranger Things, there's that like dark matter looking dust particle stuff, the mind flare. What if it is all something like that, that just is there and needs to be where it's at, but when it gets manipulated by things or people that it's not supposed to get manipulated from, then that's when things go wrong.
Yeah.
All right, Deborah, let me ask you something. With everything else going on, and we got a collapse of government, the Biden administration is just absolutely lost. You still have a lot of the Clinton, Maxwell, Epstein stuff's lingering. Now the laptop with the Biden and his sons out with the recordings. Do you think all this that's going on since the 2nd of July is all for the American people to be so blinded by a lot of that other? Or is it just shit? It's just how America's rolling right now.
I think it's definitely a distraction. I was watching this one video that was made after shortly after the Oklahoma City bombing, and it was about the origin of Ebola and AIDS. Mm-hmm. And how it came from us, how it came from the scientists, how it came from American scientists. On all the paperwork and everything, all that paper trail, that's what got blown up in Oklahoma. And the same thing with Building 7 and the information that had and the way that it was demolished. It was because of the information, So they'll do anything and everything to distract you or destroy you from ever being able to find out the truth.
I mean, that's exactly like what, correct me if I'm wrong, right before 9/11, when Rumsfeld said the day before 9/11, Rumsfeld came out and said $2.3 trillion was missing. and then the next day 9/11. I think that was right, 2.3, something like that, $1 trillion was missing.
I lost my retirement. No, I did. You know, SunTrust was in that building.
Really?
A lot of the major banks were in that building. You know, there's a lot of other shit that was going on that, you know what's so funny? I think I'm going to do that tomorrow. I'm going to go a year prior to 9/11 and look at the economy, the oil and gas prices, farming, and global economy, and see when it did drop and if that had an effect on what their master plan.
But think about it, 2.3 happens if you came to your boss and say, hey, I'm missing $2.3 trillion of defense money. I don't know where it's at. Then the next day, 9/11. Yeah, and then it's gone. These things has been going on and on and on. There's nothing new about the distractions.
But, Deborah, what can we – you know, I had this conversation too today. I mean – I would love to go do something about it. I would love to have the boots on the ground. But hell, we don't have that authority to do nothing. So what the hell are we going to do?
I had a friend of mine say, don't worry about the White House, worry about your house. And I think that we're at that point where it's just you can't do anything but make sure you and yours is ready for whatever is going to come our way. And then hopefully out of the ashes will rise. And, you know, I don't know what it's going to look like, but you just got to brace for impact.
But, you know, and I don't know how Sean feels about this. I can't operate like that. I've never been able to, and this sounds nuts. Okay, so I'm going to take care of my house. The problem I got with that is I want to take care of everybody. Like, nobody should have to go through this shit alone, and nobody should have to suffer from these tarts that are running and destroying this country. Like, I just couldn't sit back and just let other people try to figure it out. But then again, you're right. You got to fix, you know, my fort here. But
well, let's just say if the whole diesel thing pans out and everything stops. Everything that runs in diesel stops. So that's not just, you know, it's not just trucks giving supplies, medical supplies, food, prescriptions. It's emergency vehicles. It's ambulance. Everything that runs on diesel. Every single thing that runs on diesel. So say, you know, the information that I read comes to pass and, you know, our society just collapsed. I think that that's the most important thing right now to focus on is just to make sure that you can weather that storm.
Do you feel like
we've got a plan? Even my household, we have a plan A and B. And I think you absolutely have to have a plan for your tribe, you know, your group of people. You got to have a plan. And because when these things happen, we'll have to defend what's ours. You know, same thing happened during Katrina when people had to protect their neighborhoods and they had to spend the night on roofs. They'd had to protect their tribe. And that's what's going to happen if that comes to pass.
I also think that you need to get involved in your local level of politics and your state level of politics. And I'm afraid that people are going to think that their vote doesn't matter because of the 2,000 mules and people who believe that the election was stolen, regardless if it was or wasn't. It's still important to get out there and vote, and it's important to get out there and vote for a president, you know, but it's more important, especially now with, you know, what the Supreme Court's doing. We're giving a lot of rights back to states. Well, you know, you need to participate more as an American citizen in your local government, in your county government, in your town, in your city, and in your state. And then, you know, people just need to be more proactive in that in order to help turn the tides of what's happening. And then anything beyond that, I think that I will get tagged by the FBI. So I can't really say my full opinion on what to do.
Well, you're on. I hate to tell you, you're probably going to have that happen tomorrow anyway for just being on the show, especially when we put it back out and then it goes to Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So you're going to join the crowd with us. So thank you for that. And I want to go back to the beginning of your question, and I want Sean and you to chime. You know, I want your opinion on this. Do you think Elon Musk is good for us or bad for us? And do you think he knows that that's coming? That's why he's ramping up the Tesla 18-wheelers to run by batteries.
Did you know where he's been recently?
No.
He's been hanging out with a pope and his older teenage children.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That changes. Oh, my God. I'm going to have to check into that after the show. That changes a lot of my thoughts.
I'm not sure what to make of it, but I'm like, isn't that interesting? That's something to follow.
That's the day to wash the pope out. Aren't they trying to get rid of the pope?
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
But, it's just, you know, the pope is the pope until he's not the pope no more.
He's a pope of a pope of a dope. But, hey, but they better stop messing with them kids, because that's coming out left and right every day. You can't be a grown man under the God and messing with children.
But I want to add something to you. You said something that got me to thinking. Just these past few minutes, you was talking about you've been listening to ex-military's podcast, and you was talking about how the ex-military's gone to the bases. You know, it's important. And Deborah said something too that kind of keyed off on that. You know, people got to remember. You know, the Revolutionary War started in pubs and meeting houses. The Civil War started when the federal government started giving the rights back to the states. History repeats itself, and these podcasts are technically our pubs, are technically our town hall meetings, and a way that we can get our voices out there to people. And it's a chain of going around of waking people up. And to me, I think that's leading to the revolution that's coming and the civil unrest, because it's without a doubt, you might as well come to face it that the government's going to fall. The world as we know it is not going to exist. United States not going to exist as we know it, and soon to come, and the people that's gonna bring it back are the ones that's doing these podcasts, are the ones that's trying to spread the word, and the ones that's really concerned about the future.
I agree with you.
I agree.
I absolutely agree. Yeah.
I think there's only so much you can say on a podcast form, though. You know, where those pubs, you know, had a meaning to it where, you know, you can't be overheard. That's why I'm like, there's only so much I could say really about what to do, because sometimes some things are going to get a little ugly if need be.
That's okay though, Deborah. It's I say that all the time. It's okay to have these round tables. It's okay to not agree with each other. It's okay to have uncomfortable conversations that we come together to fix these issues and problems instead of tabling it or just completely ass ignoring it.
I'm totally okay with that. My thoughts were more of like, you know, building the militia, you know, and our secret plans to do this, that, and the other to take back our freedom is not really something I want to talk about on the podcast.
And, you know, these things are happening. These things are going on. I hinted at that earlier in our conversation that I didn't really realize how much it's really happening.
Well, yeah. And Deborah, tomorrow, if a couple of black Tahoes pull up, don't think nothing bad about it. Just let them knock on the door and say what they got to say.
Yeah. These are just my thoughts, not my actions. These are my thoughts. You know.
Because it's happened to Sean twice.
Deborah will be leaving the country with me, right? And be hiding out.
Yes. I'm changing my name. but you know, one, I guess this is the platform for us to get for people to listen, people to pay attention, and people to draw their own plans and I guess their own thoughts and theories of this crazy world, and then just get them a plan of action together as a family. But I guess you're right, Sean. This is how we take the information that we have and our thoughts, and we throw it back out there to the people. Because it's still we the people for right now.
And it's going to always be as long as a few of us breathe. And the because there's a lot of people out there that loves the Republic, and I think that's what we have to remember.
Well, first of all, I want to say, Deborah, thank you so much for being on the show tonight. And we definitely going to keep doing this together with us three. I'd like to see us do at least two or three a month.
Sounds
I think
good.
Our listeners will get a lot out of it. What
I'm
do
down
you think?
With that. Yeah.
I'm down.
But no, thank you, Deborah, so much. Thank you, Sean, for this special edition show. I felt compelled that we had to get it together. And it's amazing that the topics that we talked about tonight were stuff that's like going on right now. So the people can actually listen to this show and go, uh-oh, this is a lot of stuff going on. This is heavy stuff. But thank you so much, guys. Deborah, thank you so much. And I'll be sending y'all some private messages on trying to plan another show. How's that sound?
Sounds good. Love you guys. Y'all have a good night.
Love y'all.
Bye.